And welcome back. And hopefully, Rich has got the Buxton manager with him. Is that right, Rich?
Yes, it is, Dave. Welcome back to the Tarmac Silverland Stadium. Unfortunately, it has finished 4-0 to Chester. Buxton won't be playing in the end of season playoffs, but I'm delighted to say we are joined by the Buxton manager, Craig Elliott. Craig, first of all, thanks for joining us on Morning Radio. Disappointing not to have made the end of season playoffs, having been in that position of seventh place come 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, I am. I'm just really disappointed with the performance. We never turned up. I've not said that too often since I've been here, really, and we were on back of a fantastic run, but today we're just, from the first minute, we had a lot of players that just not at it, and you can't come to Chester and win with that many players not playing well.
Why do you think they haven't played well this afternoon?
I think maybe the occasion got to some. I've got to say that, and we've got some experience in there as well. But like I said, Chester are a good team. They're third in this league for a reason. And ultimately, the league table never lies, and we just weren't quite good enough to get in the playoffs this season. It's been a remarkable run. But at the minute, I feel a bit sort of down in dumps because we never sort of gave ourselves a chance today.
As you say, it's your first season in the National League North. To finish 11th, which is where you finish, you're above some big teams like Boston and Darlington, just below you on goal difference. So you must be proud, considering also as well where you were when you took over back in December.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember Farsley away when we lost, and it were a low moment, to be honest with you. I looked at the squad and we were in trouble. So for us to turn it round, the remit were always to sort of stay in this league, and we've done that with flying colours. I know this league, I know what's needed, and if I'm being totally honest, I knew we weren't quite ready. The fans have been brilliant, and we've created some good memories and some good moments, and fingers crossed we can improve on that next season.
Just talking about the fans, 411 have made the journey over. Disappointing not to have sent them home with at least a goal this afternoon.
Yeah, I think that's where my disappointment comes from. You know, we didn't give them enough moments today to sort of make the day better for them. But I hope they can understand that it may be a game too far, and we've done well to bring this sort of occasion today. But I just want to thank them all. To come in the numbers like they have shows the potential of the club, and makes me hungry to sort of bring moments like that again, really, moving forward.
Just talking about the game itself, you were 2-0 down before the first real chance on goal, which was really your only chance through Diego Di Girolamo. That must be frustrating that it's taken that long for you to actually have that chance.
Yeah, I mean, we knew we'd have to withstand a lot of pressure early doors, and we just never did that, as back four couldn't cope with their front line. And like you said, we never sort of gave ourselves a chance all day, really. And we've been defending really well. They did to us what we probably did to Brackley last week, actually. They really sort of dominated the first half and didn't let us breathe.
And at the other end, Theo Richardson, he has conceded 4 goals, but he has kept you in it a couple of times. It could have been a higher scoreline this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's had a great season as Theo, and made a couple of good saves today. But I mean, that's what he's there for, obviously. So, but yeah, like I said, it's just it's frustrating that some of the players didn't turn up today. They really were poor, some of them. But you sometimes got to accept that and realise that we've been on a long run. There were a lot of fatigue in there, and I think you can clearly see that it was one game too far for us today.
Summer holidays now, what's your plans? I guess have a couple of weeks away from it and then get ready and raring to go for next season.
I'll start working tomorrow, to be honest with you. Start planning and preparing for next season. Like I said, there's quite a lot that needs improving for us to be serious contenders, and we'll start working as hard as we can. And like I said, it's about improving now on where we've finished and try and get in the playoffs or win the league next year.
But what you have seen in these 4 or 5 months since you took over has given you a lot to think about, and you can really build on what has been a reasonable, successful second half to the season.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I think over the last 25 games, I think we're in top 3 or 4, so it shows that we're doing the right things, and really happy sort of what we've done.